And good morning. I'm your friend, Scotty Ray. This is Odie, and it is Thursday somehow or another.
Already.
April the 25th, Odie.
Man, how does it just jump here that quick?
So if I'm looking at the calendar, next Wednesday is going to be the 1st of May.
Yeah.
Time is floating on. Hey, speaking of next week, we'll have a special guest. Daniel House is going to come in and do some songs with us. He's going to be coming up doing the entertainment, as we all know, for the next full moon on 5th. Huge turnout.
Oh, every one of y'all know Daniel House. You've seen him. You've heard
great
him.
Great singer.
Great singer. And he's going to be right here.
Yeah.
And talk about some of his songs, not just sing them.
Yeah, so look forward to that. That's coming next week as we get the week already. We're starting to schedule our slots of who's coming in. As always, let us know what's going on in your community events. It's good to keep on top of all that type of stuff. Just into 7 o'clock, I want to remind you about the forecast for today. Let's take a look at this. We've got a couple of things that we want to look at. Today, here's what we're looking at from the National Weather Service. If you missed our first service, we're going to get about 83. For the most part, Odie, it's going to be sunshiny. But if you'll notice here, that little line right yonder,
yeah,
that's going to be somewhere right around the Ralph Morgan Rodeo Arena and northward. There's about a 20% chance of showers. Doesn't mean it can't happen here, but most likely all this is going to be northward from the Meridian area. But a split second that it could be a raindrop on you.
We could see something.
83 is what we're expecting. And this is the next thing that I want to bring up on Saturday. There's a lot of people that are going to have the day off. It is this springtime weather where you're cleaning up and getting rid of leaves. And, well, don't do it this weekend because we're looking at a windy Saturday there. Strong wind. Look at that gust of 30 to 40.
Yeah, and it's not. Yeah, we're glad that you've got your pile that you're burning. And we're grateful that you cut down beside it and there's no way it can spread. That's not the biggest issue. The biggest issue are these embers that get picked up with this wind and moved over here and start the fire.
And one of the biggest things is with a box. And I don't know what the terminology is for it, but describe the scene. You throw the box on there, it lights up, and then part of the box goes up in the air.
It gets hot.
What do you call
heat
that?
Heat rises. Vortex comes out of it. And next thing you know, that hot piece of cardboard floats down in the middle of a sagebrush and poof.
There you are. Hey, is there any truth to the rumor that Amy gets up every morning and dresses you and fixes your collar and sends you out and gives you a kiss on the forehead?
No, my wife don't get up. Yeah, I told the preacher one day, she got mad at me. I told the preacher he's getting ready, going around saying good morning before we start church. And I said, good morning, preacher. I said, it's just one of those mornings. He said, what do you mean? I said, you know, sometimes you wake up grumpy, and sometimes you let her sleep.
So, there's only two things that are worried about when I get out of bed. One's name is Sophie, and one's name is Ellie, and both of them are going, hey, let me out, go to the bathroom, man. Where's my treat?
No, I don't wake her up. Amy is asleep when I leave. She said, don't wake me up. I kiss her good morning and goodbye. And
can you
see you later.
Sleep through most anything?
Oh, even my pager goes off. My pager doesn't wake me up. My pager wakes my wife up. My wife wakes me up.
I got you there. Sometimes you can kind of sleep through the storm, so to speak.
Let me
ask this, because I have turned into later in life, and I don't know where to buy the best products anymore. But I'm like I hate to say it this way, but Angie would probably call me a pillow freak.
Amy's already up this morning. She said, I resemble that remark. She knows it's funny.
But pillows, I've turned into the pillow freak. And I've even gone as far as to buy, what's his name, pillows?
My pillow.
I've bought his pillows, and I seem to tear up pillows where they don't make it. They become deformed after I use them. And it really came to play after I had my little near-death experience. Now, let me tell you how many pillows I use. And don't you laugh, because I have to sleep on my side now because it hurts my chest. So I have to have back support, so I put two pillows behind me. I use two pillows for my head, and then I take one pillow and put between my legs, and then I put one under my side to raise me up to the two pillows up here. So I have six pillows. I know it sounds bad, but those that I'm using for my head, they're not good. I even bought the Holiday Inn pillow. I tracked down where they buy them and bought. They were $100, and they didn't last. I tore them up.
I've got an idea for
what?
You. And I think this would work.
Tell me.
This is how my brain works. It comes up with these weird things.
All right.
If you ever go to an auto mechanic shop, a lot of these people have their toolbox, and you open it up, and that 9/16 has got a 9/16 place that it goes in that little foam.
Correct.
So we need to get you a big piece of foam, lay you down the way you want to sleep, and then just trace you and hollow you out a spot inside that foam, then you just sit you down in there.
I hate to even admit this, but Angie tried this. Now that you bring that up, Odie, have y'all seen those pregnant pillows? You know, the horseshoe?
Yeah. She's got the little wing on it.
She gave me one of them. That didn't work out either. I tore that up.
I still think if you hollow a piece of foam out and you climb off in there.
But, I mean, my pillows, like, after I've used them for about 3 weeks, they don't go back to the original shape. I mean, they're twisted somehow, and I can't explain it.
You need one of them corn husk pillows or something.
You're right, Bob. It's like a crime scene up in there.
It was.
But I really thought when what's-his-name come out with that My Pillow thing, I thought, this is it. It's going to be perfect there.
A bamboo? Nadine says a bamboo pillow at Belk's.
Isn't that the ones they used to sell for $19.95? Order now and you get an extra one free.
But wait.
What did my wife say? They all look like they've been run over by a steamroller. She's not lying. I have to be as honest about this kind of stuff. I have an issue. That's my big issue, is pillows in. Bless her heart, she's bought every imaginable pillow that she can think of to try to make me happy. And
Angie, I think we need to get a piece of foam and just hollow a silhouette out and let him just fall down in there.
So inbox me if you happen to own the perfect pillow so I can go get one of those.
Tempur-Pedic pillow, Alan says.
Ring what that is. Angie bought one of those and I tried it and it didn't work. Have y'all seen the pillows that stay cool all the time?
Yeah, you didn't like it.
Yeah, she bought one of them. It didn't work for me. And what do you call those half-looking pillows?
A little pillow?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if that's it, but it didn't work out. They were slanted, and they come in a box.
I don't know. Like a wedge?
Yeah. Now she's gone to looking like my bed looks like a bird nest. I'm going to take her keyboard away from her.
You ought to be down there taking care of those kids.
Scotty Ray and Odie, good morning. We'll be right back and talk about some local things that are going on in the area, all up and coming at the Scotty Ray Report. Rockhouse Gun and Pound, located at 5430 Highway 19 North, is ready for spring. From weed eaters to push and riding lawnmowers, and one of the largest selections you'll find in chainsaws, along with power tools and generators for backup power. Maybe you're in the market for a TV or maybe a guitar. And not to mention a large selection of diamond rings and Louis Vuitton purses. The Rockhouse Gun and Pawn even has a private lobby for your pawns for confidentiality. Visit them today, Highway 19 North, Rockhouse Gun and Pawn.
Spring is finally here, and at Paris Kubota, we currently have just under 500 mowers in stock. Z-Series 42-inch for only $43.99 cash or around $86 a month, and we're offering free delivery and pickup. And did you know for only $4 a month, you can also add a Husqvarna handheld to your deal? Come see us, Meridian. We've moved to our new location, 2401 Jimmy Rogers Parkway. Stop by in and find you one of these great deals.
The Precast Group, offering you the best selection when it comes to a storm shelter. Located on 145 South in Meridian, where they offer above ground shelters that can be installed in your home as you're built in, are conveniently located right outside your home if it's already built. They also offer storm shelters that can be installed in a slight bank or on flat ground. Protect your family today with a very affordable storm shelter from the Precast Group. Highway 145 South, 601-482-0003. The Precast Group.
Welcome back. I'm your friend, Scotty Ray. This is Odie, and this almost reminds me, as I saw this picture, I thought of Odie this morning. what was it, 2 years ago, I was rounding the corner on Highway 493 headed into town at Dead Man's Curve, and I couldn't help but notice the bulldozer standing straight up on its back end. I thought, you know, that looks strange in any other town, but, well, not Meridian.
Not here.
I saw this picture, and it was put on Facebook on a place called Farmer's Life. And I thought, yep, that reminds me of Odie there. I bet he's seen stuff like this. As there was an accident, somebody come along and took a picture of it, and it's a tractor. Now, what is interesting about it is the tractor is still on the trailer.
It ain't moved.
To DOT standards, you're supposed to be able to strap something down, turn it upside down, and it not fall off. Whoever did this gets that award because they're bad boys when it comes to strap. Look at this, Odie.
And I want to know what name brand strap they used.
Look at this. Let me zoom in on that a little bit more. That tractor never moved after being turned upside down.
No. No.
I just
I've seen bulldozer stand on the end.
that's pretty interesting there that was there. And again, I wanted to recap yesterday as we toward the end of the show, we got the message that there had been a death in Neshoba County that is being investigated. We do pass along condolences to those. We did have a male that was killed yesterday, and that would be an Indian man was struck by a vehicle. We didn't get to go into a lot of that yesterday, but condolences to the family members of that.
Austin said that wasn't no Temu strap.
No, it was not. And I wish I had it in here. I got it in the back of my truck. But you know how you always have the trouble of retracting your strap and putting it in? She bought me this new invention that she saw on TikTok to where it's a strap. But at the end of it, you hit a button, and it retracts itself. Have you seen that?
Yeah, kind of round at the end. Yeah.
Kind of round. Yeah.
Isn't they pretty good? I have.
Well, I've got a set now if we ever need them.
That's it. Ain't nothing wrong with them.
So something to keep in mind. There's always something new being invented that's probably pretty good. The only thing that I never used that came out, they made a retractable measuring tape, and it was just too bulky. It never worked right.
Well, all my measuring tapes are retractable.
This one had an automatic button.
I ain't got nothing. Yeah,
it was just too big there. So
got a motor in it.
Absolutely. Hey, we wanted to say congrats. These guys work hard every day. We like to support and salute our folks that go above and beyond. As we go here and take a look at the Meridian Fire Department. Yesterday, this was going on while we were live yesterday. As you'll see, this is toward the end of there, but this house was burning smoke. As the guys ran into the flames to put that out. And we just want to say good job. No injuries happened.
Yeah, and inside they go. They constantly train. Michael, Ted.
See the flames there as they got there?
Yeah, and that's not stopping them. He says, hurry up, give me this line. We fixed to walk up in here.
Yeah.
Michael, Ted is a great chief, great leadership down there. So
he's got that philosophy, if my guys go, I go.
That's right. He has put on gear and walked in with a county fire helping us out. But I tell you, Meridian Fire Department, kudos to y'all. Every one of y'all out there deserve that. If y'all see Meridian Fire Department out and about, if you go to Walmart while they're in there buying lunch and stuff, just walk up to them and shake their hand and say thank you for what they do. Because they do some dangerous work.
As we look around the state, Jackson, there's always something there. But I saw this story this morning. We got a couple of these that are kind of similar. Someone stumbled upon a body in Jackson. It was identified as a 25-year-old woman. It turns out that they are now looking for her boyfriend in connection with it. Now, they hadn't said that he'd done anything, but they are looking for him somewhere. Her name was Ashton Jade Turner. She was 25 years old. She was found Tuesday morning around 10 a.m. in Jackson. So we'll see on that. Now, and another story, let me see if I can find this. Columbus, Mississippi, they found a lady deceased in a yard. Somebody actually, it was dark, stumbled up on it, and they are looking for what could have happened to her. So that's two different things that have gone on real similar to that. It gives you the heebie-jeebies to think about that. But
yes, it does.
Now, another thing, we broke this story, what was it? It was a year ago, May of 23, almost exactly a year ago. We go over to Rankin County, Shad White probably had a lot to do with this in the beginning there. Imagine that.
Yeah.
The band boosters at Rankin County. Some $45,000 was missing. As they began the investigation, it all pointed to somebody that was involved with it. She has pled guilty now to the $45,000 theft and will be sentenced next week as we get into this. Embezzlement at the highest level there. Donna Gladley Floyd of Pearl. She's going to be sentenced. She pled guilty on the 23rd, which was 2 days ago. And coming up on the 31st, I believe, is when she will get her sentence. On the 30th of next week, she will get her sentencing of what is going on with that.
That's terrible.
You could get a lot of time for that, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah. If you murder somebody, you get a little bit of time. If you you steal somebody's funds, you know, you probably get 10, 20 years. And, if you get caught with a roach, you might get 25 to 30 years. I think we got a little bit. They all illegal. They all need their time. But at the end of the day, you take somebody's life.
It's almost sometimes backwards is what you're saying.
Just a little bit.
I have to admit this. I really think our justice system needs to be really looked at and explained to judges of what they can and they can't do. Sometimes it's left as interpretation of the law, and sometimes it's...
Well, and that's why a lot of these major... Now, your circuit court, you go to a class and you learn, or justice court. But these federal courts, you're trained in the law. You know what the law says, and you should have an education level of how to read and interpret what it says. Judge and being in court does not mean you bring in any of your thought or belief.
It's what's written on the paper.
You read this, and it says this means this, and that's it. Whether you agree with it or not, you are, what's the blind lady sitting there?
Oh, the justice.
It's even. That's right. It's not what you
scales.
Think. It's the justice of the scales or scales of justice.
Mm-hmm.
It's what the law says, and it is not up for your interpretation and your belief. And we've gotten away from that.
We see it every day. Hey, you've done security before. You used to be a reserve with the police department. You've done concert work before, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Morgan Wallen, did you realize that he'd made his way to Oxford, Mississippi?
Well, I knew he did. This was that makeup. You remember where he went out and he tried to party with the crowd at Ole Miss?
Yeah.
And he got to where he just couldn't make a show?
Yeah.
So this was a makeup show last weekend.
Correct. Yeah. Well,
did he make it through?
He made it through.
Oh, okay.
Except one old boy that was in the crowd. He wanted to pick on somebody. He got to whooping them, and the police come up and said, hey, stop that. And then he tried to whoop up on them.
Oh,
he's in the jailhouse now.
That didn't go over good, did it?
It did not. He's still in there. They won't let him out. He'll find out what his fate is later this week. That's just a big no-no.
You might not see but one security guard, but believe me, there's more than one there.
Now, here is something that I didn't realize that he'd ever done, and he's coming back to Mississippi. And so many people know Hardy, who is a Mississippian from Philadelphia. He's going to be making his way to Mississippi State. So if you're a Hardy fan, September the 12th is going to be the concert. So y'all be ready for that. That'll be that. What's the name of the stadium at Mississippi State? Humphrey? The Humphrey Coliseum?
Yeah,
I assume that's where
it
is.
Well, that's where they play basketball. Is that where it's at?
I'm assuming there.
I don't know.
Yeah, but be ready for that. And then we got another one there, a beautiful one. If you like something easy on the eyes, as you go back to Jackson over to, what is it, Trustmark
Field? That's a little closer.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Miranda Lambert is going to be making her way over there in July. So if you like her type of stuff, you go see her. One of the many exes of Blake Shelton.
All right, Shelby says he will be at Duty Noble Field. One of them.
Okay. Yes. Okay. But Starkville, so y'all be ready for that if you're a big fan of his. It looks to be like that will be a good show. Scotty Ray and Odie, it is Tuesday. I leave something off. You got a grin over
no,
there.
No, we got another one up there that, Duty Noble and Doobie Field and, So you're not the only one.
Yeah, Yeah, so y'all go check it out.
One of them.
September.
Just go where the crowd's at.
Your next appliance is waiting on you at All-Temp Appliance and Refrigeration on Highway 19 North. If you've been trying to locate a freezer, drop by and see their big selection of upright and chest freezers. A showroom full of stoves, gas, and electric. Maybe it's a new refrigerator from large double doors to the simplest of refrigerators. Name brand washers and dryers like Speed Queen, Amana, and delivery is available. With a great service department to back up what they sell. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 p.m., and by appointment after hours and weekends.
Fantasy Cottage Floral and Gifts is located in downtown Quitman, directly across the street from the post office. They are your one-stop shop for all of your floral and gift-giving needs. They have everything you need to make those you care about feel special, from a fully stocked gift shop to roses, mixed flower arrangements, and plants. Whether it be a special occasion or just because, remember them in your time of need for all of your funeral floral arrangements. Call on Fantasy Cottage Floral and Gifts at 601-776-3010.
Summertime has arrived, and Freeman Tractor on Highway 494 has the exact lawnmower for your need. If you've got a big yard with acres and acres to mow, they have a mower for that. No matter the size yard you have, Freeman Tractor has the lawnmower that fits you and your budget. From 48-inch all the way up to 60, or the X-Mark lawnmower. Plenty of these to choose from. Also, they carry a complete line of LS tractors. Come by for a test drive today. Financing available. Drop in today to Freeman Tractor, Highway 494, see coleslaw or buttermilk.
Welcome back, Scotty Ray and Odie, and tickets go on sale for the Hardy Show tomorrow, we understand that. Thanks, Valerie.
Yeah, and Bob, they're hotty-totty.
He's quick. We got to get... There has been a lot of controversy on this of Ticketmaster, where you buy the tickets on sale nationwide. Yeah. They are looking at trying to get this reformed. Because there's a lot of upcharge on this stuff to where you buy stuff online, you end up paying sometimes $30, $40 more than the actual ticket. And I've been in such a small world, Odie, I didn't realize that concert tickets had gotten to the prices that they had gotten to what artists are demanding, and that has to be passed on to the consumer. But there, if you remember the fiasco that happened with one of the Taylor Swift shows where they had to just stop selling tickets and start over. There's so many people that scam these that buy tickets with computers and then resell them. But they're asking that they require all ticket sellers and resellers to disclose the breakdown on the ticket of what you're paying for. You know, they hide all these fees.
Yeah.
And I think that's good. But sometimes $200 now is cheap for a concert. There's some of these things going $400 and $500.
It is. And it's crazy how many hands are in there. And the artist, they get their cut, but you've got your managers who are the ones really pushing the price. You know, if we go on a cruise and we go out of Orlando, of course, we're going to spend the night somewhere down there. We do a lot of our cruising out of New Orleans.
Yeah.
We get up early and we drive down, so we don't stay. But there's a group that every time we get on a, we book a cruise, we get on their little Facebook page for that particular cruise. And you can talk to people on there. And one of them said, I hope you've already got your hotel room. We booked this cruise a year ago. We booked our hotel room. It cost us $200 for the night. Now, our neighbor's going, and they called to book a room. The rooms are $800 a night. That's when they found out that Taylor Swift will be there that weekend that we leave. So rooms
have
quadrupled, and then her tickets are $1,200 for a ticket.
To a Taylor Swift show?
To a Taylor Swift show.
$1,200?
So you're looking, by the time you get through buying two tickets,
gas,
food, hotel, to go see a 2.5 hour concert with Taylor
Maybe.
Swift?
90 minutes is all she's going to perform.
That's the most. You know, you've already spent $3,500.
And let me ask this. Was it better being able to buy online the way it's turned out now, or is it better to go stand in line like when we were kids, you had to stand in line to get your ticket? What is better?
I mean, and I guess if you can call and reserve a ticket, because you'd hate to drive 6 to 12 hours to come down there and stand in line and be right there.
People used to camp out, if you remember, chairs and stuff.
Well, and we're going to take Jimmy Rogers Festival.
Yeah, ain't nobody doing that.
Nobody's doing that anymore. But you had, we'll say, Blake Shelton. He's wanting to push his way through. He's wanting to become a big star, and he hears Jimmy Rogers. So he comes down here, and he does the Jimmy Rogers concert, and he gets a little money for doing it.
Yeah.
Well, now he doesn't answer his phones. He doesn't book his concert.
No, he doesn't.
He has a manager that says, no, I get a percentage of what he makes, and if you want him there, then I want $150,000, 50 which is mine, and 100 I'll give to Blake. And if you don't want to pay that, then you're not going to get Blake to sing at your concert. That's what we've run into with one of the biggest problems with the Jimmy Rogers.
Oh, you can't afford them, but...
You can't afford a big name.
Let me just say, what Odie just said would be cheap. That would not touch what he wants. It wouldn't. And that's $150,000 for a show is a nobody now. And exactly. I seriously mean that.
And it's crazy. And that's why you have to have a big enough arena. You have to have a place that you can sit 40,000 people.
Hey, did I tell you the time I had Taylor Swift booked for Meridian and I resigned?
Uh-uh.
Concert never happened.
Talk about taking your football and going home.
I did. Me and Debbie had her booked, and then we just couldn't play Sandbox with them anymore and closed and went on home, and that show was canceled.
Well, there's two people that could bring music to Meridian, and you're one of them, and then the famous Ken Rainey.
Oh, the man who invented radio in Meridian.
Yes.
Hey, did you hear about this? I don't know if you know this much about rappers. He seems to know more about other music than I do. A guy named Chris King, good friends with Justin Bieber, a rapper standing outside a nightclub in Nashville in an alley, was shot dead. They're saying that they've been standing there for a while and they were robbed. You don't know unless you're there, but that's what's being said on all
okay.
of that.
Okay, so a big-name rapper and a Justin Bieber is standing in an alley.
Well, Justin wasn't. He's just friends with him.
He's friends. Okay.
But it was three of them in an alley talking, and somebody approached them and tried to rob them, and all of them got shot.
I was fixing to say, because they're security.
Yeah, like the time they told me that Tracy Lawrence was in a parking lot and got robbed. About that much of it was the truth.
He was standing in the parking lot.
He was in the parking lot. You know, way more than met the eye. But that's what the official press release said. Yeah, always more to it. Scotty Ray and Odie, it is 7:28. We're going back in history. We got a lot more things to talk about this morning. Amy says some issues there. Neshoba County Fair, what a great place to go and enjoy yourself there. Tickets for all of these shows. And there ain't no buying your way through the great chair race up there. You got to do it yourself. We'll be right back.
At the Back Porch, we're bringing families back together for fun, food, and all the things you love to enjoy around your home. Every event starts with a great grill, great cookware, and accessories. Add in some locally sourced meat and dairy, along with frozen vegetables and casseroles, and over 500 brands of spices and sauces. Relax in our chairs, swings, daybeds, and have fun with our cornhole boards. From coolers to trailers, we have everything you need. When you see the big chair, you've made it to the Back Porch.
Our local headlines are brought to you by the Rock House Gun and Pawn.
Downtown Meridian is thriving with a fresh look, and now it's getting a new neighbor. Toyota of Meridian is now open under new hometown leadership. We're bringing automotive knowledge and experience home with a focus on improved customer satisfaction and all-new pricing. Toyota of Meridian is excited to serve the Queen City and exceed your expectations.
I'm Trenara Rush, and I want to invite you to Toyota of Meridian, where hometown pride drives excellence.
Welcome back. As we begin this morning, we don't have all of the news, but we've got part of what just happened in Lauderdale County. Do you want to go into that? Do you want me to go into what I know?
Yeah, we can. Right now, all we know is Highway 19 Southeast. There's been a hit and run wreck, possibly a hit and run involving a school bus.
I don't know if you can see that.
Let's see. Car left. Bus has no damage. All the kids, I did get word, the kids are fine. There's no injuries. There's no nothing. It was a school bus, boom, hit and run. They're required to call. It is a big deal because it's a school bus that's hauling our kids. But all kids are fine. Old Highway 19 Southeast out at Southeast area. So don't just run over there and...
As soon as we get more information on that, we'll update that here in a few moments there. Sound like you're getting a lot of
ding, 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 ding.
Everybody wanting to talk to Odie on it. But that is what we've got. So if you start to see police in the area and you don't do a hit and run involving a school bus, that makes it that much worse. Makes you believe they had something to hide as well. So police are on the scene and on this situation here. Let's see here.
So we've got...
It's going to be at James Stoddard Road is what I'm being told. Near James Stoddard Road, Highway 19 and James Stoddard Road.
And I tell you what, your 40,000 reporters out there is faster than dispatch for me.
They do tell us information.
You get more stuff than my 911 center does.
All right, let me see if I can pull this up. James Stoddard Road, Meridian, Mississippi. I was going to pull this up.
Right there across from the school, pretty close.
Yeah, here's Highway 19. Let's pull this up where everybody can see this.
Yeah.
Here's the Dollar General. Here's going to be Southeast School. Right here is where the accident has happened on Highway 19.
19 Southeast.
Right in this area here?
Right up there at the top.
Okay, right there.
Yep.
All right, yeah, you're right. I misread that. But so everybody be cautious in that area right here where this meets. Here's the bridge, James Stoddard Road, Highway 19 Southeast. So, again... We remind you, no kids hurt. We don't want anybody panicking. But that is it.
Yeah, so said, be careful.
OG three phone calls at once.
It's crazy.
And y'all wonder. And when Odie tells his wife, I don't have time to answer your phone call, this is why.
But we don't know. We don't have a
description
of that car. But I'm sure it's got a yellow stripe down the side.
Ooh. That could be taken two ways there, Odie.
Yeah, as a coward.
Yeah.
He ran and, well, let me tell you, there are cameras on that bus.
I didn't think about that.
And said, they know who you are. So if that was you, stop, take a deep breath, turn around, lower your head, and apologize for running. And you might not go to jail today. I wouldn't want to have them come look for me. So if that was you and... Just go back and do the right thing.
That's right. All right, as we get into some things that happened on this day in history, this is, well, I think of the water boy every time I think of him because he loves his mama. You remember the big screen they popped up? He loves his mama.
He loves his mama.
Well, there was somebody before the water boy that loved his mama just as much. And I think that boy would have hurt you over this.
I believe it.
She was born in 1912, and, well, she's the reason that we got a gift given to us for a very short time. As we go back to remember Gladys Presley, she was born on this date back in 1912. And boy, I'm telling you, that baby boy loved her.
Oh, yeah.
We would also, within 5 years later, get another blessing when it come to music. She had a voice, and I think she could break the glass, couldn't she?
I think she is the one that could hit that note that shattered the glass.
There you go. Ella Fitzgerald. Born on this date back in 1917. Yeah, is it live or is it Memorex?
That's right. That's right.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Boy, and I bet you ain't a cassette tape sold in the world now.
No.
That's gone by the wayside, hasn't
it? Oh, yeah. And that's kind of like an 8-track. They're in the same museum.
Let's see here what else we got here. Oh, the thingy there. I need to ask about how to make my thingy brighter. And what she's talking about is my mouse on the screen.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know the answer to that, but maybe there is a thingy that makes my thingy brighter. We're going to look into the thingy.
We'll find that out.
I got Odie all over this.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever watched, and I'm going to put this, it's his birthday, but if you have never watched this movie, and although he and I have totally different political beliefs.
Yep.
Yeah, he's kind of out there. He is a good actor, and I give credit where credit is due. Al Pacino, have you ever watched 88 Minutes?
I want to say I have, but I...
And, of course, he was good in The Godfather. But that 88 Minutes, he finds out that he's going to die. He's been poisoned, and he's got 88 minutes to live and track down who did it to him and try to get the antidote.
Oh, I bet that it will.
Ooh, it's intense. I'm telling you, it's kind of like Along Came a Spider with Morgan Freeman. I was hooked all the way to the end.
Oh, I was too.
And you don't see it, and it's right in front of you. Who did it?
Yeah.
So there you go there. I can't pronounce this woman's name.
Dalia Shire.
Yeah. Do you know where she's from?
Mm-hmm.
What was she from there?
Rocker!
Adrian! There she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's what it was, right?
Adrian! 1946 she was born, but I cannot pronounce that. How do you say it? What?
Talia.
Talia.
Oh, that's what I'm going to go with anyway, so okay. I don't...
Right.
I have no confidence.
Sylvester made her a star.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we're getting word there. Marcy says that wreck happened right there by the middle school.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Can you give info on Collinsville Day? Next Saturday is Collinsville Day. There at the four-way stop. You can't miss it. The hardware store, fire department, that whole area. As soon as I get a flyer, we'll get that to Scotty Ray, and we'll push that out. But it is next Friday, probably from 9 o'clock to that afternoon, I'd say.
That, it's so, a big turnout.
Oh, it's huge.
It's fun. So we invite you out for that.
And, your T-shirts, coffee cups, all that stuff, we'll have them on sale. We're trying to get all the 5x8s of Scotty Ray in so he can get them signed.
You better hush. We go back to 1960, and it was, I'm Stuck on You, after we talked about his mama. Well, we got to bring him up. He had a number one song today in 1960. Anybody remember that?
Mm. You know, if we're running a total of how many times somebody
gets brought up,
he's one of them.
He just done so much, and you can't overlook this stuff. Because it is, when it comes to music, he was just it. Now, some of you won't remember this guy, but in the day, he was a big-time actor. Yep. And I think you pronounce it Shivers. Phil Shivers, anybody remember him? It was the last episode of his show. Big comedy show back in the day.
That's back when people smoked when they didn't smoke just because it was cool.
Yeah. Every actor done it. I think they were even paid to do that.
Yeah.
John Wayne, the whole nine yards there. They all done that. Let's see here. We don't have her overnight husband in this picture. I guess we should apologize. Did she ever marry again?
Not that I know. I guess. Talk about getting scared.
What was that song? I don't want to have to marry you. So she broke it off after she did it. Odie's at a loss for words as Renee Zellweger turns 55 today. She was born back in 69. For a brief moment, she was married to the island guy, Kenny.
She said, we got different beliefs, and consummation didn't go as planned, so we're done. Oh, Dodd said we've got another name that we bring up an awful lot of time.
And who's that?
Daisy Duke.
Really? Rusty, you and Julia seem to think that.
No, that was Dodd that brought that one up.
Did
Daisy, yeah.
Did Rusty Daisy did do too. Anything else today?
Mm-mm. She was just Daisy.
All right, let me see if you can still sing this one. Do it for me, Odie.
One, two, three.
ABC. Anybody remember this? Michael Jackson took it to number one in 1970. This was huge. He was a little fella, but boy, it was kind of like the song heard around the world at the time as that was shot to number one, and you would see it on every TV show there was. Little did we know of the horror that he lived in at that point in time when he was a kid. One of the most beautiful women in the whole wide world would grace the TV guide today. It was, what year was this? 1970. I was maybe a half a year old, maybe. But even then, I would have known she was pretty had I been able to. Yeah. We go back for John Wayne and Raquel Welch as she was on the front of TV Guide today. And he's going, my, that's a mighty fine pistol you got there.
Can I hold that?
Raquel, she was a beautiful lady there. It was 1978 that these two would bump into each other, and they would record several songs, but this time it would be Every Time Two Fools Collide. Her daughter would go on to sing, Shelley West, Jose Cuervo, and I understand now that she's got a granddaughter that is also performing it that I wasn't even aware of. Somebody told me about that this week. that she was really good.
Talk about keeping it in the family.
They do. And, of course, Dottie West lost her life going to the Grand Ole Opry there in the sharp curve. If y'all remember where it used to be as you go into Opryland, that sharp curve, that's where she lost her life in an accident headed to the Opry.
Wow.
Her life was taken so fast. Mm. It would premiere tonight. We brought him up. He died at an early age. He was only 55 when he passed away. But tonight, his show would premiere in 1978 as he would drive that Thunderbird up in the house there. Y'all remember Dan Tana on Vegas? It premiered tonight.
Dang.
Been a while since I saw that show.
It has been.
Yeah. Let's see here. And last but not least, there's not a, let's see, yeah, 1981. As we go back, the Urban Cowboy was big. And of course, yep. Got us all introduced to Gillies. But you would have something that a lot of people woke up and, boy, gosh, I can identify with that. A headache tomorrow or a heartache tonight. Ooh. Went number one on this date for Mickey Gilly. Y'all remember that?
I remember that.
Pasadena, Texas. If you've never been through there, that was it. And I guess at this point, is it Billy Bob's that's taken over as probably the world's largest nightclub?
Yeah, because I don't think they ever rebuilt, did they?
No, it burned down and that was it.
Yeah, so Billy Bob's, I guess, would be the biggest one now.
I'm not saying insurance check or anything. I'm just saying it burned down. Right, Odie?
Yeah, that's all it was.
I almost forgot about this TV show, but when you go back and talk about detectives of things that were going on, anybody remember the TV show Hunter?
Yeah.
Well, they also made it to TV Guide in 87. I'd completely forgotten about that show.
I used to watch it. It came on every day, and I'd watch it.
Drove the old black Dodge car. Fred.
Was it black or blue?
Could have been blue, but it's been many a year.
Yeah, but I watched it for her anyway.
Odie never missed an episode of this.
No, I did.
Let me be honest.
As soon as it came on, I turned it off.
Because I know that I ain't making fun of nobody. I do realize that sometimes there are men that are housekeepers.
Yeah.
I just don't happen to know any of them. Do you?
No.
But it seemed to work on television as who's the boss was there. But yeah. I don't know. I didn't. She was pretty
she
boss.
Was. And that Alyssa Milano, I mean, she was pretty, but boy, was her thought process
is that the
all
redhead?
Screwed up. No, that's the little girl.
Oh, yeah. This one, because she went on to do other things, didn't she? This one right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She went on. She was in some movies and stuff. I mean, very pretty. But golly, I mean, she went cuckoo. And then everybody kind of pushed her back, so we don't want anything to do with you. And then she tried to sue because her thought process got her kicked out of movies.
Oh. I never watched this show, and I know it was bigger than life at the time. And this guy does, he's turned into one of the most Christian sounders in the world. He goes around and does, he came to Meridian.
Cameron.
Yeah, him.
Something, but he did. He's done some.
That guy right there.
Yeah.
But he was at Northcrest a year or so ago, and you came out and have your picture made with him. And but he's a big advocate for Christians. He believes in it, and we'll think of his name in a minute there.
Yeah, Cameron. Some y'all know who he is.
And she was in
Kurt Cameron.
Yeah.
Had it backwards. But that's okay.
Sometimes there's hidden meanings behind television shows, and this was probably one of those that it was a pretty good show, but also it never was said, but it was still there. As we go back to remember MacGyver, who was totally against anyone who might own a firearm or anything like that, and that's what the whole show was about. Now, could he take a piece of bubblegum and whoop somebody? He sure did.
Now, that new one that came out, the
Didn't
new MacGyver,
it.
I tried. Season one was good, and then season two it was like, okay, who changed writers? Because this just went bonkers.
Went off the side
of there.
Oh, we would lose a beautiful lady today. Boy, she had class. She was it on the silver screen. Anybody remember Ginger Rogers?
Wow.
She passed away in 95 on this date. That was a big thing there. She was a good woman there. And we would finally get our answer since somebody said we bring up this woman all the time.
Daisy Duke again.
It was 1996.
Yep.
They had the reunion today in 97 as they all got back and came back to Hazard, if you'll remember that show.
Wow.
I want to say, didn't Enos and her get married at the end?
I want to say so, yeah.
But that was the show, and that would be the last of the good Dukes of Hazzard.
They tried to send Enos to be a cop in Hollywood. You remember that show?
I do, Enos.
So
it was good. Just
it
didn't
was.
Make it.
It just didn't make it. Nobody else thought so.
Do you remember Gene, the dancing machine?
Is that the one?
From the Gong Show? Do you remember the Gong Show?
Yeah, oh, I loved the Gong.
They had a guy on there that got up done dancing and stuff. This was Gene, the dancing machine. We lost him on this day back in 2015.
Oh. But
he was a regular on the show and seemed to work out a good bit there. One of Odie's pinups passed away today. He had her poster, Whole Nine Yards, on his wall.
It was a tall poster.
It was. The author passed away. You'll remember her from the Golden Girls.
Yeah.
And many other things, mauled among those. But she won a lot of awards, and she passed away on today. Back in 1909 is when she lost her life. That kind of concludes our little walk down Mystery Lane of what happened on this day in history. Maybe it brought a smile to you. You remember a few of those.
We got one I was asked to bring up, and it makes my heart kind of sink a little bit. But Tuesday we had Oscar Juan, Daniel Mabry on here. And yesterday, his son, Easton, had a birthday. 7 years old.
Well, happy birthday.
And today, 11 years ago in 2013, out in the Clarkdale community, his son, Dylan Mabry, had a fatal motor vehicle accident. And his thoughts and prayers go out to you, my friend. And we're there. We love you. He got a letter from one of his teachers that was written. And he got a letter from someone who was able to continue their life with a donation that he pushed out. Tough day for him, I know.
Yeah.
But we're thinking about you and love you, and the thoughts of your son will continue on, my friend.
Bring on the amazing colors of spring. Al's Garden and Gift, voted the best garden and gift shop, specializes in beautiful bedding and vegetable plants, shrubs, fruit trees, hanging baskets, succulents, roses, and ferns. Freshen up flower beds with mulches, soils, sod, and pine straw. Also sprouting up unique gifts, candles, pottery, gourmet sauces, spices, and food items. Come try a cool and delicious treat by Ice Cream Factory, too. It's the perfect time to spend in the yard. Bloom with happiness. Visit Al's Garden and Gift today.
Advanced Auto Glass by Joey can handle all your windshield repair and replacement needs. Service work is guaranteed and covered by warranty. Our technicians are professional, auto glass trained, and have over 100 years of combined experience. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey utilizes in-house calibrations for vehicle safety systems. Most insurances are accepted, and reliable mobile service is available in surrounding areas. Keep cars cool and secure with custom tinting, side mirror replacement, and AquaPal windshield wipers. There's one clear choice in auto glass repair. Advanced Auto Glass by Joey.
Battery power made by steel. Right now, save $50 on select AK System battery tool sets. Real steel. Find yours.
We have way too much fun up here, folks. We sure do. Did you know that America is getting its tallest building ever?
Oh, really?
Oklahoma City is going to be getting us a skyscraper that's going to be 1,907 feet tall. It's going to be called the Legends Tower. Oklahoma City, they're getting ready to start developing this and build it there.
So about 190 stories.
Here's a mock-up of what it'll look like once it's done right there. Let me click on that. Look at that.
Without the spear on top.
I ain't going to the top, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, but you can go up there before the spear.
I'll look at it on the ground before they take off with it there, Odie. We'll leave it at that. But I guess it's there's a lot of people that love heights and things of that nature there. So that's what's coming there to Oklahoma City as we look at a few of the things. Still chaos in America as we look at what's going on at these college campuses nationwide. People being arrested as they protest and will not go back to classes over their stance on the war with Israel and Hamas.
So well, then go home.
That's I agree with that.
Get off of campus. And let the people who want to be taught something go to school.
It doesn't look like it's going to. And it's spread from New York. It's now in Texas at Texas A&M there in Austin. Or it's not Texas A&M in Austin. What's in Austin? It may
I don't
be
know
Texas
which one
A&M.
It is.
That may be Texas A&M.
No, A&M. Oh.
I was thinking that was in the west part of there. But whichever college is there at Austin is where they're protesting there. Mm. This is sad news of you drop your child off at a daycare and you expect them to be fine when you go back to pick it up. Now, as we all know, that some children cry more than, especially when they're young and being separated from their mothers. We have a 68-year-old grandmother who is being arrested, and you know why. She shook a five-month-old to death. The baby wouldn't quit crying, and she shook the child, and it died.
Cheryl says University of Texas.
University of Texas is where that is. Sadness on this as we look at this story.
And I think somebody ought to shake that woman.
Well, and she's going to jail. Yeah, over. This happened in Alabama now.
She's going to jail. That means she's just going to be in a place where she can't just walk out the front door. She's going to be given health. She's going to be given food. She's going to be given TV. She's going to be given books to read. She's going to be given anything she wants. She's going to be able to breathe air and live a life after she took the life of a baby.
A baby.
And if you can't handle that kind of work, then go home.
Yeah, you don't need to be doing that.
No.
And I can't even show the child's picture. They've got the family, and I can't even, man, it breaks my heart to even look at that, Odie.
Oh, I know it. I mean, my old heart just, it skipped a couple of them right there.
I didn't know who this woman is, so I looked up a picture so that everybody would know who she was, because supermodels, after you got past Cheryl, was it Teagues and Bo Derek? I don't really know the famous names of people that walk the runways. I just there's another one of those people that do that for a living. But this girl's name is, do you pronounce it Geesley? How you say that?
Gazelle?
Okay, well, here's what she looks like. Let me show you a picture on Google. This is what she does for a living. She's a supermodel. As you can see, she puts on wings and feathers and walks down runways. She's upset. She got pulled over by the LAPD and got a speeding ticket. They said she just broke down. They got pictures of her in the car crying because she got a speeding ticket. Man up. This is going to be okay.
Oh, yeah.
She can afford the ticket.
Come on, people.
What, 185? Isn't that what the going rate is on something like that?
It's on up there like that a little bit.
Okay, you're saying I might cry now.
Well, I'll cry because when I get the bill.
But not because you got pulled over.
Not because I got, Carl says, what do you want, Odie? I guess I want the same thing for that woman what that little child got.
Let's
if you want to know the truth there, Carl.
Calm down there. Let's see here what else we got.
We got something else.
It just says, somebody sent me, said, again, remember there's no injuries with that.
Oh, that's Tom Brady's ex-wife.
I didn't know that.
No wonder she's crying.
It's going to be using some of Tom's money to pay that ticket.
Yeah, I mean, she makes that per minute.
I didn't put the two together.
I didn't either.
Why didn't they just say Tom Brady's ex-wife gets pulled over?
Yeah, because I didn't know what she... I mean, I knew she was some kind of model, but she makes that every minute that she's around.
Yes, she does. I didn't realize this could even happen. I think everybody has had leftovers in the refrigerator. And at some point, you go back and you warm the stuff up.
Well, yeah.
They're warning a woman from Colorado done that. She didn't heat the soup up enough, and she ended up getting bacteria, got infected.
Ooh.
And it's bad. They're showing pictures of her in the hospital. She's got all kinds of issues from this.
From cold soup?
Yeah. She's on a ventilator. I think she's going to make it, but boy. I see the look in Odie's face on this one going.
Yeah, I hate that. Now, we're getting word that they got the car that hit the bus.
Ooh, go ahead.
They said there was enough parts laying around it couldn't have gone far.
Now, since you brought that up, let's talk about the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Department for just a moment. I got a lot of, last night, a lot of comments going on. What's going on Highway 496? I just saw the sheriff's deputies pass by.
Uh-oh.
Now, a few times here in the city of Meridian, people have broken the law and went in and taken things that weren't theirs.
Yep.
Well, out in the county, they look at it a little bit different. You can't even think about it out there. they responded so quick, nothing happened.
We just turned the doorknob, that's all.
As deputies arrived on the scene, nothing and no arrest happened, but somebody was there, but the house was never... No one, what's the word, went into the home.
Yeah.
They were there. So it was a big deterrent yesterday of why you shouldn't do things, because the sheriff's department will arrive, and they will arrive quickly. And nothing went down. No one was arrested. But it sure looked like it. It was the cavalry coming. So it's just a new little program there. You think about doing wrong, the deputies show up here in Lauderdale County.
Ooh. Yeah, don't. They're not lagging behind.
No, sir. I brought that up to say a good job.
Kudos.
For the sheriff's department to responding to that timely and getting there. And nothing had happened. And who's to say that they just didn't accidentally walk into somebody's yard or, you know, you don't know all the details that goes on. But nothing happened in the end. And it's all because our deputies, they do their job very well.
So, yes, they do.
We'll be right back.
The Preserve at Meridian is the premier senior living community in the Meridian area, offering independent living cottages, assisted living, and maintain their independence and pursue an engaging lifestyle with a robust activities calendar, personalized care programs, wellness activities, restaurant-style dining, and much more. Call or visit us online today at preserveatmeridian.com to schedule your personal tour.
Collinsville, Mr. Discount Drugs, your local pharmacy and gift shop, thanks you for your continued support. Whether you shop with us in-store, through our app, over the phone, or in our drive-thru, our team will provide the best personalized customer service experience you expect from your local pharmacy. When you call or message us, you are promptly greeted by the Mr. Discount team that's ready to help. When you choose our pharmacy, you're choosing a locally owned pharmacy that cares about you and your community. Collinsville Mr. Discount Drugs makes a difference.
H&H Residential of Meridian is your number one carpet and flooring store. If you've been thinking of a new look for your home or office, call for a free estimate or consultation. H&H can install or you can do it yourself. H&H has all of your design needs from color, style, and texture. If you can dream it, H&H can make it a reality. Come see the large selection of hardwood flooring, laminate, vinyl, and even carpet. H&H Residential of Meridian, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, 321 Hawkins Crossing Road. Call Rosemary anytime, 601-462-9541.
Welcome back. Your friend Scotty Ray along with Odie. And as we mentioned, the Sheriff's Department has located the vehicle that was involved in the accident out at Southeast school bus incident this morning.
Yeah.
Allegedly, it could be a student allegedly bumped it, but they have found the car, and they are investigating at this point. So, again, no injuries. Thank heavens on all of that.
Oh, man.
Here's something that is confusing, depending upon where you look at it.
Uh-oh.
I can look at three different stories and still not know who is leading for president. Here's one, for example, says Trump is leading in six different states. I go to the next one that says Joe is narrowly ahead. He is winning the presidency by 1 point. At the end of the day, no one really knows how this is going to turn out. Polls and guessing is not going to come to it. It's going to take each and every one of you, no matter who you like. If you're a Joe Biden supporter, make sure to go vote in November. If you're a Donald Trump supporter, go vote. Remember on this, when you get a third party included in this, an independent, there's truly no chance that that person is going to win. You're saying by voting for them is you just really don't want to vote for either one of the two running. Because the vote is basically not going to do anything except...
If you don't vote, you're voting for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know it.
So we urge each and every one of you to vote. Again, you don't have to have the same political beliefs we do. We can still be friends. Just go vote November. It's an important part of America. Vote, vote, and vote.
It's amazing how that works, isn't it? You go vote, and I fought for everybody's right. Or served my time in the military for everybody's right to go vote, whether it's the same as mine or not. But no matter who, I still go sit down and drink coffee with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll eat a lunch with you. I'll talk to you. I may look at you like you're crazy, but we're still going to be friends.
Now, here's something that I don't know, because we don't have this problem where we live. And I do realize in bigger cities and bigger states there is issues where you turn out to vote and you have to stand for hours. Here, 3 to 4 minutes is usually about all you'll have to stand in line to vote. I do understanding that it is miserable to do that. But again, we have to do that to make sure that things are done right. Do your patriotic duty no matter where you are.
You'll go stand in line for some of the dumbest things and be there for an hour and a half standing in line.
You get that knife.
Yeah. But yet when it comes to standing in line for 30 minutes at a voting precinct that can and will change your life, You want to use that as an excuse? It amazes me the thought process that people go through and what they'll complain about.
All right.
Just
think on all of that.
Yeah.
All right, we need to do some birthdays because we need to give away this adorable coffee mug.
Because we've got William Hodges has a birthday yesterday that I missed, and I have to make my apologies. I forgot, didn't look,
whoops,
missed it. Sorry, that's all on me. And his son, Eli Hodges, has a birthday today.
Congratulations.
So we're not going to miss that one. Bentley Swain, 12 years old. And Sadie Ray Phillips, the big 7. I tell you what, that's I remember that day and time. That was a long time ago, though.
I wasn't going to bring that up, but if you say so.
Yeah. So let's see who we got here. And dun, 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 dun. Look at there, William Hodge. I guess because I left him off, fate sealed it for you.
Get that birthday.
William Hodge won the birthday
coffee mug
right there. Man, what a great little mug.
Yeah, so, congratulations on that. And each and every day as we close this out, we give you a message to leave with. And Odie's got one for today as we grab us a Bible verse.
Philippians 4, verse 7. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So we go through a lot of stuff, some good, some bad. But there's one thing that we need to do, and remember the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can give us our comfort. He's the only one that can understand why whatever happens, happens. But he's the only one that can also give us the true comfort of his plans and actions. We want you to invite him into your heart and have him forgive you of your sins and lead you to a righteous path of everlasting life in heaven. We love you. I know everyone else that works for the Scotty Ray Report loves you, and we'll be back in about 23 hours. Until then, have a great day.
The Scotty Ray Report is brought to you by our following partners.